intro. In Malawi, an American charity, Voice Flame, is leading an effort to make the voices of women heard through writing their own stories. From Blantyre, reporter Ramik Masina has the story. Text. Chief Executive Officer for the organization, Mel Tukcha, says she got the idea during her first visit to the country 6 years ago.
I traveled to Malawi my first time in 2007, and one of the first things that I learned was that it's not common for women to write here, and that there were very, very few, if any, women published authors. And I realized that since I teach writing, that I could bring something back to the women if they were interested in telling their stories as a way of empowering them and helping them understand that their stories matter and that other people in the world want to hear about their stories.
She began asking women if they would be interested in telling their stories or learning to write them.
And they said yes. Before I left Malawi, I made a commitment that I would come back in 18 months and that I would bring 8 women from North America with me and we would all write together.
She says on her second trip, over 100 women participated in the writing workshop where they exchanged stories and learned their shared experiences as women, mothers and grandmothers. So Makulam is the chief operating officer for the organization.
And we have published one book, which you have a copy of, Dakuona, I See You With My Heart. And that is an anthology of women's stories. And we are beginning something new on our website called She Writes, She Speaks. And we are going to invite Malawian women to send us stories that they have written, and we will have them on our website. So again, we want to educate through this.
In the writing workshops, the women are given opportunity to write on any issue they deem comfortable to share with friends. Many of them discuss household issues and motherhood. Makulam says the organization has so far trained 11 Malawian women from various professional backgrounds as local trainers in an effort to keep the project running smoothly. They also help write the accounts of women who are not literate. Cheumita, a journalist with the Country's Daily, The Nation, is one of the trainers. She says the effort is helping women open up and even turn into good news sources.
Usually when we go out, even as journalists, when we go out, we're not able to get the stories of the women. Because as you know, our society, our cultures, we always make women sit in the back. So we always go to the men and they give us the stories. But I think it's also high time that we probably started looking at the women and probably started trying to get them to give us more information.
She says if the initiative spreads, it will help to bring women together, allow them to socialize and tell their stories. Patsukaiba is one of the young women who attended the writing sessions. She says it was exciting for her to have an opportunity to express openly what is in the heart and letting them out for others to hear. She says she was not thinking of herself being a writer, but now she has confidence that she can write. Founded in 2004 in San Francisco Bay Area in the United States, Voice Flame has so far reached over 1,000 women and girls in Malawi. By 2016, it plans to directly reach out to 4,000 women writers and other 40,000 women who would potentially read the articles and learn from them. Lamek Masina for VOA News, Blantyre.